Hudson family is counting its blessings this year, even though its Thanksgiving plans are still up in the air. Eric Stock follows up with the Boitnots 1 year after receiving a diagnosis no family wants to hear.
Gina Boitnot says their dinner plans are generally last minute these days. It depends on how husband Earl feels. Earl Boitnot has an inoperable brain tumor.
There's days where it's good and there's days that bad. And then there's days that only last, what, 3-4 hours? And then it goes to bad. So it just kind of depends on the day, really.
Boitnot was diagnosed in October of last year. He was told he may only have a few months to live. He retired early from Bloomington Public Works, where he was employed for 21 years. At age 45, Boitnot seems to be at peace with his fate. When we spoke to him last year, shortly after his diagnosis, Boitnot said he just hoped to make it long enough to see his first grandson. After the birth, Boitnot had a change of heart.
Can't complain. I mean, it could be just not here. You can ask her, I was ready to let it go. And I seen a grandkid and it kind of changed my mind. It's like, well, I can do this.
Almost everything is hard for Boitnot. After several rounds of chemotherapy and radiation treatments he has undergone over the last year, the COVID pandemic has also made it harder. Boitnot rarely leaves home except for doctor's appointments. That's to keep himself and others safe from the coronavirus.
Well, that's a struggle because of their health and everything else. I don't want to make them sick. And it's hard to stay away, but they need it right now. You know, they don't need any more crap. And that goes for everybody, though.
Boitnot spent much of the spring and summer tending to his backyard garden. But sometimes head pain and instability were so bad he could barely stand. He uses a walking stick to get around when he has the energy and not the pain.
It does suck. I'll tell you that. But if you can make it through some of this stuff we do, you can make it through a lot of it.
There's one way the pandemic has helped. It has allowed wife Gina to be a full-time caretaker while keeping her job. She's working from home as a claims adjuster at Country Financial.
So for me, it's been kind of a blessing in disguise that this all hit, because that has allowed me to stay home and be home with him all day, every day.
Doctors put Boitnot on a chemotherapy drug last summer and say it could give him an additional 12 to 18 months. But the side effects were so bad, they took him off the drug. They plan to give him a new chemo treatment soon. His tumor in his brain has grown from the size of a golf ball to the size of a peach.
I don't know that they want to give us a prognosis at this point in time, but we'll take it every day we get.
The Boitnots are making the most of each day they get. They took pre-pandemic trips to Florida and Virginia to see relatives. They finished their home renovation that they started years before the diagnosis. And friends, family, and former co-workers have stepped in to help. They have hosted fundraisers at a GoFundMe page called Boitnot Strong to help cover medical expenses. Gina Boitnot says she wants others to understand they shouldn't let a health issue go unchecked. Earl Boitnot had several episodes of head pain last year.
Looking back, it's like, okay, I should really have seen the signs that clear back to May he was having pain.
Doctors believed Boitnot was suffering a migraine the first time he went to the emergency room in June of last year. When they returned to the ER several months later, Gina Boitnot suspected her husband's severe headaches and instability were signs of something more serious.
It didn't really dawn on me until I actually took him to the ER, and that was when I kind of argued with the staff a little bit and said, no, listen, this is what I see, and this is not just a migraine.
Earl Boitnot remains upbeat about his prognosis. He cherishes every day he has.
So it's just a matter of time when it comes and gets me, and I'm going to smile the whole way, hopefully, and we'll have some fun along the way.
The Boitnots hope they'll get to see their kids and grandkids this Thanksgiving. That's if Earl feels up to it. But the Boitnots are grateful they will at least get another Thanksgiving together. I'm Eric Stock.
The Boitnot Strong GoFundMe page has raised about $4,600, has a goal of $10,000. This is Sound Ideas.